set, and I just want to read the names of open micers who will be coming up between the mini set and the feature, or after the features. After the mini set, I'm going to play a tune, and then Hat Rack Gallagher, then Kenny Seltzer. After the feature, Jane Fallon, Ed Leckler, Julian Runlett, The Droubadour, Annabelle Gretz, George Delianis, Terrence Haggerty, and Ben Blom, and anyone else who comes up, happens to come in. So right now, I'm delighted to welcome Nancy Boudette, who's an amazing musician and songwriter, and has performed a great deal in her home of Canada. She now lives down here and has toured around the country. She's won songwriting contests and just does a great job, and I'm glad she's doing a mini set for her, and we'll have her feature for us in the new year. Please, a big welcome to Nancy Boudette.
I wrote that. Thank you. What's that sound like there, Tom? Is that? I've got a million reasons to be here with you. The fact I feel like singing is number 22. And yes, I love you. I'm counting the ways, just a little more each day I'm with you. Yes, I love you, and this smile on my face, nothing can erase when I'm with you. You know, I feel so lucky just to have you by my side. 'Cause you're like the winning ticket that I didn't have to buy. And yes, I love you. I'm counting the ways, just a little more each day I'm with you. Yes, I love you, and this smile on my face, nothing can erase when I'm with you. So love is rocket science, well then show me the stars. Start the countdown to launch my heart. Ooh, yeah, la 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 la. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And yes, I love you. Cha-cha. That's how that ends. Everybody is a little wet, I think, tonight. But that's all right. We fared okay out on Lake Shirley. We're out in the Lunenburg area, myself and my partner, Chris. And we had a little branch about this long and about a quarter inch in diameter come piercing down right through our hot tub cover, and that was the extent of our big damage. So we fared all right. The hot tub still works, the water's still warm and everything, so whew, yeah. My dad's a wonderful guy, and I had a chance to write a song with a couple of Nashville writers, Carrie and Lynn Chater. We wrote a song that honors my dad. I want to sing it tonight in a very special way because my dad just found out he's got prostate cancer. So apparently if you're a man and you live long enough, you're going to come across that at some point. So my family's dealing with that now. And he may have to follow his own advice, which is written in this song. I'll have just a wee bit more guitar if I can.
Daddy, I wanna ride my bike. I know it's something I really like, but I don't know how. Lift me up, put me on the seat. Make the handlebars close so I can reach. Can we do it right now? Next thing I know, he's standing right by me.
I did that wrong.
Then he ran alongside of me. When he let go, I fell and skinned my knee. He picked me up and said, "That's not so bad. Just ride on. Get back in the saddle and ride on. You can win this battle if you don't give up. If you just stay tough, you're gonna find your way. You're gonna be okay. Ride on." Dad, I hate to make this call. The road was slick and I ditched your car, but I'm okay. It was raining hard, couldn't see. The lights were bright and they blinded me. No, really, I'm okay. Next thing I know, he's standing right by me while they're pulling the car back on the street. He calmly asks, "Are you okay to drive?" Well, ride on, get back in the saddle. Ride on. You can win this battle if you don't give up. If you just stay tough, you're gonna find your way. You're gonna be okay. Ride on. Dad, I need a place to stay. Gotta figure things out and I'll be on my way. Can I have my old room? I fell hard, broke my heart this time. May take a while, but I'll be fine. Don't know how soon. Gotta admit, I feel like hell. But we both know you taught me well. Let me tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna ride on, get back in the saddle, and ride on. I can win this battle if I don't give up. If I just stay tough, I'm gonna find my way.
I'm gonna be okay. Gonna be okay. Ride on. Ride on. Ride on.
Thank you. Very much. Is it too early to talk about Christmas? Is it ever too early, really, honestly, to talk about Christmas? Well, some of us may think so, but not when you're a songwriter and you've just finished and released a Christmas CD. So I got mine released to AirPlay Direct this past week, and they're going out to folk DJs next week, so... And maybe they'll go home in a Christmas stocking with you when you get a copy. Check me out online, www.nancybaudette.com. It's where you can find me, and I'll be here for the rest of the night, too. Would love to meet you if I don't know you. I'm hearing lots of new voices tonight that I would love to know who you are, know more about you. Here's a little song about my Christmases growing up. They were very precious. Not always perfect in the true sense, but perfect in my memory. And just got a happy birthday over there. We should be singing along, all these wonderful singers here.
When I pick up this guitar, it all comes back to me. All the chords that I learned as a child. And I dust off these old songs when December comes along. Their melodies sure make me smile. And I can hear us singing, oh, little town. And all the laughter when my family gathered round. And Dad would cut a tree from a stand of old white pine. We'd hang ornaments from tippy toes on branches up high. And Mom would fuss with tinsel till it hung just right. Our house was filled with love and lights aglow. The most perfect Yuletide story that I know was in our home. Excitement swirled at every turn like drifting flakes of snow. Didn't matter if you were 5 or 81. Love to hear Dad read 'Twas the Night Before and sneak a butter tart while it was warm and hope Mom wouldn't notice it was gone. I can smell the Christmas turkey and tarts, yeah. Their homegrown goodness lingers in the air. When Dad would cut a tree from a stand of old white pine, and we'd hang ornaments from tippy toes on branches up high. Mom would fuss with tinsel till it hung just right. Our house was filled with love and lights aglow. The most perfect Yuletide story that I know was in our home. Gift wrapped memories passed down and held so dear, like Grandma's recipe for fruitcake that we made every year. little trinkets in my stocking make me smile from ear to ear. I remember it all so clear. One dad would cut a tree from a stand of old white pine. We'd hang ornaments from tippy toes on branches up high. Mom would fuss with tinsel till it hung just right. Our house was filled with love and lights aglow. The most perfect Yuletide story that I know was in our home. Thank
you so much. Thank you, Ellen, for having me here. Appreciate it a lot.
Thank you so much. Nancy Baudet, give another hand. Wonderful.